Hey, this is Sandy Dover for Baller Mind Frame, aka BMF Sports Network, partner of Complex Media. I'm here to talk about the Adidas D Rose 6. It just dropped, the official photo with D Rose, as you see in the piece. I really, really just want to give a brief opinion on it because there's only so much you can see, but there's a lot of detail here. Let's just get right into it. It's basically, it looks like a high top Adidas Y3 production. You know, Adidas Y3 is the high production value line of sneakers and apparel that the German company makes, and they're known for their avant-garde design, unusual design, and a lot of that is kind of transferred on this shoe. You see the straps. D Rose has never really been a straps guy, but you know, except for maybe the Adizero D Rose 2. There was some strapping there as far as around the ankles, and this kind of carries over, but this is more functional, it looks like. It has more functionality. You can see the straps coming from the midfoot and crisscrossing back over the heel, you know, which promotes a lot of heel lock-in if you're talking about performance basketball. The upper, they've moved away from their sprint web, it looks like, or they changed it, but it's a textile upper. It's dotted along the lateral and medial sides, it appears. And in the toe box, it looks kind of like rain. Looks like there's some argyle print there, like almost like a chain link fence. It has that kind of feel, which isn't surprising if you know about D Rose's heritage and his roots when it comes to Chicago basketball and the environment there. You know, a lot of chain link fences and, you know, parks like that where people are hooping. So I'm not surprised by the inspiration. Also, too, this is a boost shoe. It's a D Rose 6 boost. And unlike the 5, which first introduced boost, and it did it more so in the heel, this seems to have a beefier boost platform, which, you know, it's a great thing because boost is really one of the most cushy and dynamic foam cushioning systems you can get when it comes to looking for a shoe that actually has a tech buildup in it. It's just sort of a natural thing to kind of put more boost into a shoe because you're not really sacrificing a whole lot in building that up. And for a guy like him who needs some pressure taken off of his joints, you know, he generates a lot of force. Boost is definitely one of those shoes where it can absorb a lot of impact and be able to disperse it in the right direction that you want to go to. There's also what looks like a PU, a combination PU boost midsole. So it's not just boost. There's some firmer support in there along the midfoot, and it goes up through the forefoot. It looks to be the same kind of high density foam that was used, I'd say, in the 3 and the 4. Those shoes really took off because they used a very premium, very dense but bouncy form of Adiprint Plus. And while it's not necessarily discernible whether or not that's for sure Adiprint Plus, it seems to kind of have that same kind of value based on the visuals that we have. The tongue, you know, looks like there's a split tongue as far as with the top and throughout the body of the tongue where laces kind of go through. It's a traditional lace setup. There's also what looks to be a flatter platform as far as in the outsole. There's not a lot of breaking up in there as far as laterally, at least you can see. Looks like it's just one whole piece, which a lot of times I think is a better thing because when you have broken up outsoles, that allows the rubber more opportunities to separate, but this looks like it's uniform. There's some ridges along the lateral upper part of the sole and also along the heel. So I'm guessing that the traction in those places are really, really top notch. And again, from the colorway standpoint, it's black and white and red. That's a typical Bulls color. I mean, we know it with Michael Jordan and his shoes, but Derrick Rose has really kind of made that his own color now for his signature shoe. And there's really a lot to like. Just based on this lateral picture that we have of it, it's a really, really impressive shoe. So I'm looking forward to Adidas sending out more teasers on this. This should really be a great preview, or I should say a great look into what the future holds for the line. We don't know how long Derrick Rose is going to basically keep up his performance, but I mean it's promising, and this line is promising. It looks like things have changed yet again for the line, and I'm happy to see that. You know, they're going differently, and they're promoting a technology that has really taken over the industry as far as praise is concerned. People praise this across all brands, the Boost platform. So this may be the thing that carries Adidas into to a new stratosphere for 2016 and the latter part of 2015. So this is great stuff.